For sure, we did not take the money to use it to give tzedakah. Because he's not here, we don't know if he'd want to do it, we can't take it without his permission. But man, the yom tzedakah, the one that says just tzedakah, we don't take out of his property. I'll tell you, I'll tap shit yavin alum. But for jewelry, that we do sell his property to give his wife jewelry. Why? The lanichalei d'tinovel. That's a smara. Husband does not want his wife to look ugly. So therefore, if she needs jewelry, Rashi says tashin rachas means besomim liskashvet b'mishtoi. She wants our perfume to smell nice. So that's something a husband for sure would like and agree to. Therefore, we have a right to sell it for that purpose. Yeah. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Ha Yevama, says Alach of a Yevama. That means the husband died, and there's a brother-in-law alive. There's a brother-in-law. The brother's alive. So it says like this. Gimel Chadoshim Rishonim. The first 3 months after her husband died, Nizoynis Mishabayim. She has a right to get fed from her husband's property, from the Mesa's property, she has a right to be fed. Rashi says, Shein Yecholelo Linosei. Because the first 3 months after her husband dies, she can't do anything. She can't get married. She can't make yibum. Because there's avchana, we have to wait 3 months to make sure if she's pregnant or not, to know who the father is. So since these 3 months she can't get married because the first husband is nizaynis mishabayla, she has a right to be fed from her husband's property. Mikan v'yelech, after the 3 months, ain't nizaynis, she does not get fed loy mishabayla. Not from her own husband anymore, because she's a Shemeris Yavam. V'loy Misha Yavam, and not from the Yavam either. The brother that's alive doesn't have to feed her, because he didn't make Yivam yet, it's not his wife yet. So neither of them have to feed her. What about Omrad Bedin? Let's say they went to Din Torah, they went to Bezdin. So Rashi says, V'omra loy konos echolos. Like she waited a while already, and now she tells the Yavam, the brother, listen, either give me chalit or else be me yavim me. One of the two. I don't want to stay like this. Either you be me yavim me or else I get married to somebody else. Give me chalit. Uborach. And the yavim ran away. He didn't listen to the din Torah. He just ran away. So says Allah on the zaynis misho yavim. In such a case, it's like a kenas that since he ran away, we make it that from his property, she's fed. Sakoponim, we see here the what that she does get fed. So Hurtz Kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Omalach Shmuel. Shmuel says, here is no Kasha to me. Lamai Nechashlo. What are we afraid in this case for sure? Like the Yovim skipped town, ran away. So for sure now, the Yovim has to feed her. Because what should we be afraid about? Lahai. Imishum Tsrori, if you want to say maybe the Yovim before he left her over money, that we're not going to say here. Loimikra Vodaita Lagabo. They're not that close. They didn't live together yet. It's only the brother. And they didn't make Yibum yet. So there's no svara that before he left, he would have left her over some money. So therefore, if the Yavim goes away, it's good why now, from his property, she has to get fed. And Imishomaisiyodeho, the other svara we said why by a husband, that we do not sell his property to pay his wife the mezainos, because maybe he told her before he left, you support yourself. See, I see there, the locher is here, loy mishabdalei. Over here, she's not mechuyev to work for the yavim. So therefore, here, there's no problem here. So therefore, here, even Shmuel would also agree to say that there's a din, the yavim has to support her. Here, we don't have this suffix that maybe she got the support already. Mashenken, by regular husband, when the husband dies, then we're afraid either that the husband left her over money, or else we're afraid the husband told her, when the Ladavki died, when the husband left town, we're afraid either before he left town, either he left her over money, or else we're afraid maybe he told her, support yourself, and keep the Maisiyah there, the Mok and the Mezoinis. Therefore, we don't have a right to sell his property to feed him. But by Yavim, it's different. Mor says, Toshma, come and bring another proof. Says Alocha, Ho'isha, Shahol, Ho'hi, Obaidu, Lubdiga, Sayom. If a couple went away, they went to the other side of the ocean. Boaz, and then she comes back for Yom, and she tells us here, Meis Bailey, my husband died. And that's the locha that she's Nemon. She's Nemon to say, Meis Bailey. Is Rotsit so now she wants to Nizoinus? If she wants to, she can get him a Zoinus. So Drashi, Sheisha and the man is Lema Meis Bailey. Anisha's Nemon to say, husband died. Vitinostan, she can get married to somebody else. Ogeshem shenemenesli nosei, kach nemenesli tok subasa. She's also nevma to get a ksuba. Like we dash in the Gemara Yevomis, misefa ksuba nilman. It says inside the ksuba, like that whenever you have a right to get married to somebody else, you automatically have a right to collect the ksuba. So therefore, Anisha's nemo to say her husband died, she's allowed to get married to somebody else, and therefore then she can collect the ksuba. But if she wants to, doesn't want to take the ksuba, she has the right to get nizoinis to get fed. Rotasa, if she wants to, gave the ksubasa. She could say, listen, my husband died, I have a right not to collect the ksuba. I don't want to wait around time with mizoinis, but I'd rather get my ksuba. She has this choice. What about if the Isha tells us now, Gershoni Bali, that my husband gave me a get? So Halacha is like this. Misparneses veleches ad kidei ksubasa. She has a right to collect mizoinis now, up until the amount of money, how much a ksuba is worth. Let's say a ksuba is worth 200. So for the next few months, she has a right to get this money, and she'll use it for mizoinis to be fed on, but only up to $200. So why? So more so like this. Rashi says, misparneses veleches. Ksuba legvia. She doesn't have a right to collect a full ksuba right away. Because shema legirsha. Because maybe the husband did not give her a get. There's no new nemanis, and Isha is not nemanis to say your husband gave her a get. There's only a nemanis, and Isha is allowed to say your husband died. We're not afraid she'll lie, because the husband will come back. Bashenke, to say that her husband gave her a get, we don't believe her. So therefore, to collect the ksuba right now, she doesn't have a right to. But what she could do is get money now for mizoinis to be fed. Because that's the manavshach. Ava mizoini yavinin lo. She gets that the monashoch. If the husband really gave her a get, then she has a right to collect the ksuba. And if the husband did not give her a get, then she has a right to get mizoinis. So the monashoch, she could be fed these next few months up until the money equals to the ksuba. Once the money she received equal to the ksuba, then she can't get more money. Because it's a sophic, maybe taka, the husband did give her a get. And if the husband gave her a get, he doesn't have to support her anymore. He only has to give her a ksuba. So she only has a right to collect a ksuba. So therefore, once she collected this money, the amount of a ksuba, she can't get more. But our co-ponim is a kasha and Shmuel. Here we see clearly the mamonoshach is that even if she did not receive a get, the husband has to support her. So we say if the husband goes away, she has a right to be fed from his property. So Gemara says again also, Achinami here also, the case is, kishishoma bashameis. Here we're talking about over here that we heard the husband died. That's why Bezdin now goes down to Mechosim to give her a mezainis. Fred Gemara, if so, if we heard that the husband died, how come only she collects only up until the amount of the ksuba? Lechur, if we heard the husband died, so then she has the right to get mezainis from then on. As long as she doesn't ask for a ksuba, she has the right to get a mezainis. So why only till the ksuba she should be fed loylam? Sumara says, the EU he, the Asidra Nafsha. She ruined it for herself over here in this case. Said Rashi Shomro Gershani. Not that she said she got a get, she opened the mouth and she said she received a get. The fact she said she receives a get, so that puzzles her, she can't get mezainis anymore. If it's true what she's saying, that the husband gave her a get, she doesn't have a right to get mezainis. But she's saying she wants a ksuba. See, even though we heard that the husband died, and therefore we, now Bezdin, will pay a mezainis, but if she says she got a get, so she doesn't deserve mezainis. But our co-partner, she deserves a ksuba. So therefore, mamonavshach, even though we don't believe her that she got a get, so we'll give her the mezainis, we'll feed her every day, until the money equals to the amount of the ksuba. Once the money equals to the amount of the ksuba, more than that she can't get, because she ruined it for herself. The fact she herself, she did get a get, so more than a ksuba she can't receive. Here we're talking about where again we heard that the husband died. So then even Shmuel agrees she has the right to collect the mezainis. Toshima coming here. We have before Ketzan Omru Mimamenes Ein Lo Mezainis. How was it said in the case where a young girl that was married, Midrabonin, that now she says goodbye to her husband, she's a Mayan, she doesn't get mezainis? What's the case? Is the Yata Yachulaim? You can't tell me the case is that calls them on to living together, even though she's 8 years old. But if the man married her, So Kol Zman is living with her, Midirabon, he has to feed her. Shirei Bai Lachai Vizanaseho. Ella could go in the case has to be like this. Shaholach Bailam Dinafayom. The husband left town, went away. And now she's left home without money. So love saw she borrows money of Yochlan, she eats. Now it says, Omdav, after that, she gets up a month later after she borrowed $100 for this month. Then she gets up and she says, Umiyano. She says goodbye, she goes to Bezdin. And she says she doesn't want a husband anymore. So this is the case that the husband does not have to pay the bill for the money she took in between. Because like we had before, when she's Mamaya, when she says goodbye to him, it's Oika the Kedushin Lamafreya. It's like she was never married to him in the first place. So therefore, if they're never married, this money she took in between, it's not upon the husband to pay it back. It's like she wasn't my wife, I don't have to pay you for that. That's what it says. But I call upon him, what's the deal here? Taima, what's the reason? Demiano. Only because this Katana said goodbye to her husband. She like was Oika, she took away the Kedushin, now we look as if they're never married. Mashm, in such a case when the husband skips town and the wife has to borrow money to get fed, and when the husband comes back, Mashm, the husband does have to pay you. If not for me and Yavin in law, we do have to pay. The husband has to pay back. So who you see, you are Poiskin, Limazoinis, not like Shmuel. So where it says, Amaloch Shmuel, Hochalamai Nechish. Here it's different. Since his wife is a young girl, here it's different. Like, what are we afraid about? If you want to say before you were afraid by an older lady that maybe the husband left money with her before he left, here it's a svara, a husband would not leave over money with his young girl. His wife is 8 years old, he wouldn't trust her with so much money. So here we don't have to be afraid the husband did not leave over money for her to live on. The other suffix is maybe the husband told his wife before he left, listen, you support yourself, and I'm not going to give you mazonos. You keep your paycheck. But that by ketana le sofko. Most probably, most ketanas can't make a living themselves. So therefore, that can't be the case here either. So therefore, when the wife is the ketana, here Shmuel also agrees that if the husband skips town, havada bezdin would sell from his property to feed him. For the moral kopona, my heavy law. What's the maskana here? We are a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What's the maskana? Do we paskin when the husband goes away and the wife comes to complain to Bezdin, I don't have what to eat? Does Bezdin go down to the property to sell it, to give it heat or not? Is Kiyotzer Avivu, when Avivu came, Omar, he said like this, Maisa once happened the case that Bolif near Rebbe, a case once happened came in front of Rebbe to Beis Shurim, in this city Beis Shurim, or Postlak Lo Mazoinus, and they paskin like Rav, that Bezdin does sell the property, does pay a Mazoinus, from the husband's property. We're not afraid like Shmuel. Another case happened in front of Rabbi Shmuel and Tzipori. Another case happened in front of Rabbi Shmuel and Tzipori. Again, where the lady, the wife, says, my husband's not here now, I don't have what to eat. For loy pasuk lo mazoinus. And their bezin held like Shmuel, their bezin did not paskin for a mazoinus. So again, we're stuck. So Mor says, tehei bo Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan like wounded now. How come Rabbi Shmuel did not paskin to give him a zoinus? Like how come Rabbi Shmuel doesn't know like Rav? And our Mishnah, the whole machlokes between Bnei Kanan Gedolim and Chonon was Elalinyan Shavua. The case is that she has to swear at the beginning when the husband goes away and she wants to collect him a zoinus now. It was a machlokes when Bezdin gives it to her at the beginning, does she have to swear or not? But that's all. But Alvin Mizaina Yavinan law. But it's Mashma, both of them holding our Mishnah that we do give him a Zainus. So this is really the Gemara asked us Kashmir before on Shmuel. But that's what he's asking now back to Rabbi Shmuel. How come you're passing like Shmuel? Look, it's not like our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is Mashma, according to both of them, that we do give her the Zainus. It's only a question if she has to swear first or not. So Gemara says, Omale Rav Shomon Barabo. Kvar Tirgumor Rabbeinu Shmubabobu. That Shmuel already answered this teretz already. He asked this kasha before to Shmuel. And Shmuel already answered that the Mishnah is talking about Kishashoma Boshameis. There it's talking about that Bezdin heard that the husband died. And when Bezdin hears the husband died, that's a tonight suba she gets fed. Now we're not afraid of Sarari, there we're not afraid of Tzimai Sidechom. The husband is dead. There's a tonight suba she has a right to get fed to his property. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Where they heard the husband died, that's why Bezdin Paskin, that she has a right to get mezainis. But it could be, as long as we think that the husband's alive, Bezdin will not give his wife mezainis. Omalei, so he said back to Rav Shaman. Hey, this is Rav Dimi. Said back to Rav Shaman that Omalei pasrisi ba kulihai. Like, how come you're giving so many answers here? In other words, it's just like a day he didn't open that teretz. Poshet smashman like Rav. We should have passed like Rav. Better to say you are pesik mezainus. Another case is also like this. That kiyosi Ravin. When Ravin came, Omer, he said the case was like this. Maisa case happened that both of the Rebbe and Beis Shorim. A case came in front of Rebbe again where the wife left town and the wife now came and complained for mezainus. For the possible mezainus was just the opposite case. That Rebbe did not paskin for mezainus. Then, lefnei Rebbe Yishmael b'tzipari, the same case, or another case came in front of Rebbe Yishmael b'tzipari, who paskin for mezainus. So according to this, Rav Dimi learned just the opposite the case was. That Rebbe Yishmael paskin, yes, she does get mezainus. On this, the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Yechon said, Ma ro Rebbe, shlei paskin lo. How come Rebbe held that the Isha, the wife, does not have a right to get mezainus? I am Mishnah's mashma, she does. To lenech leku chonon. Ubnekanim gedelim elalinyin shvua. And now Mishnah is only a machlekes when the Isha comes to collect her mezainos, does she have to swear at the beginning before she gets a mezainos or not? Alva mezainos yavinin lo. But everybody agrees that she does this right to get the mezainos. So how come you Rebbe paskin not like this? For this the Gemara answers, all malaria of Shomon Barabba, that kvartir gemar shmu babavel. That Shmuel already gave an answer to this kashin bavel, and the answer kishashama boshemais. The case that in the Mishnah that she does collect her mezainos is where Bezdin heard that he died. If Bezdin hears that he died, then a father would do collect the mezainos. Omalei, he said also that he doesn't like this teres, like pasrisa bo kulihai. You're answering too many things with this. In other words, the pashta case is the pashta pshat is not like that. And therefore, that's the Gemara says, V'hilchasa kavosa the Rav. That Aloha takim is like Rav, because Avad, that's the Poshet Mashmois of our Mishnah. That everybody holds, you are Poshet Mizoinos for the Isha. O Poiskin Mizoinos Leishas Ish. And we do Paskin Mizoinos. If a husband goes away and leaves his wife alone, and the wife complains now she doesn't have any money to live on, Bezdin goes down to his property and sells it to give her Mizoinos. The Ilkasa, another locher is Kavosid Rav Huna. We also passing like Rav Huna. Which halacha? That Omar Rav, in the name of Rav. That the Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Rav Huna said over the name of Rav. Yechoylo Isha Shatiyomar Labayla. A wife has a right to tell her husband, Ain't any Zionists, don't do me no favors, don't support me anymore. But be any Isa, I don't want to work for you. She has a right to do that. In other words, this takona, that the husband has to support her, is for her sake. It's for favor. Starts out for her favor, there's a takana, the husband has to support her. Once the husband has to support her, then the takana back was that she has to give her money to him. But if she says, I don't want this takana, don't do me no favors, I don't want your support, she has a right to do it. And therefore, she does not have to give her paycheck to the husband. Vaitun also, v'ilchos ha-kavos of the Rav Zvid, another psak halach was v'paskan like Rav Zvid, v'kunya, in the case of v'kunya. Kunya is a type of a kli, an earthly kli. The shayla is v'ilchos Pesach. There's a balei that it sap in chametz. Are you allowed to use this chametz like a kli on Pesach or not? That's called kunya. The Yomar Azid Rav Zid said like this: Hani mani de kunya. If you have this kelim made out of clay, Rashi says kli cheres, an earthly kli. Shem nechafin aleya meforos. They like glaze it. They put a forest on top of it, glazed. So the question is this absorbable? Does bliya go inside it? Like, did the chametz of the whole year go into the kli that you're not allowed to use it on Pesach? Or do we say, no, it's very smooth, no chametz goes in? So it says like this. Rav Zvid says, chiyure v'yuchmi, if it's white or black, shari, then it's mutter. That's very, very smooth, no bliya went inside it. But yuraike, if it's green, asiri, that's also. Mashmitz yuruk, then the bliya, the chametz went inside it. And you can't use it. Also, the one was it said that white and black is mutter, el the lesbar katufni. There are no cracks in this kli. Aval ispei katufni, if there are cracks in this earthly kli, then asiri, even though it's smooth, but we say the chometz went into the kli when you cooked with it the whole year, through the cracks. So there is chometz, a bli of chometz in the kli, therefore this kli cannot use on Pesach. The loch is like Reb Zvi. So it's the Mishnah. Mi shahol lach l'mdina sayom. If a husband went to the Medina Sayom, the Omad Echod Upirnas Asishtoi, the husband vices didn't tell anybody to feed his wife, didn't leave over money, but somebody had Rachmanis on his wife, and somebody by himself went down and supported his wife. The Omad Echod Upirnas Asishtoi, he fed his wife. So what's the locha? Now the husband comes back, and this person says, listen, pay me back. I did you a favor, I supported your wife this last month when you were away, but now you have to pay me back. So Chonan says, Ibris Moisov, he loses his money. So Drashi, Shloyamati Lucho Halveni, because the husband has the right to say, I didn't tell you to lend me this money, but here for now I'll pay you back. I didn't tell you. Avo, but let's say, because you yourself came and fed my wife, I didn't tell you to do it. So you say, I don't have to pay you back. Avo, Rashi says, in Hilve Esa Isha, but let's say if the man just borrows the money to the wife, and when it's not that she has to pay him back, then he has the right to go to the wife. Listen, I gave you money, and I told you you have to pay me back, so she has to pay back to that man, and then the husband has to pay her back. That yes, but over here we're talking about Stam, that the man did not say to the wife, pay me back. The man just went and fed her. And now he goes to the husband and says, listen, I fed your wife, pay me. And that chonin says he has the right to say, I'm not going to pay you back. Yeah, I didn't tell you to pay you. I didn't ask you to. You did it on your own, you lose your money. But on this, nechluku olav b'nei kahanim g'deilim, the kahanim argue on chonin, for yom when they say, yishov v'kam ohitzi v'yitol. No, the person that spent the money has the right to swear how much money he spent on his wife. V'yitol, and he collects it. The mice says, like he's paying for you. You are the chiyuv to support her, and I'm paying your chiyuv. Therefore, it's considered like I gave you the money, and you have to pay it back to me. Omer Rav Doisa ben Hurkinis Kedivrein. Rav Doisa ben Hurkinis agrees to them, to the Bnei Kanam Gedolim, that he does have a right to collect back his money. On this, Omer Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, I know, Yofu Omer Chonin. Chonin says very good over here, that he niach moisav akeron atzvi. It's like the guy put his money on the corn of a deer. In other words, he just threw away his money. Nobody asked him to support his wife. The guy wanted to be nice. Very good. You did a mitzvah, avada. You did chesed. You supported her. But you have no right to go back to the husband now and ask back for the money. The husband does not have a right, does not have a chiyah to support you. So that's the machlokes chonon and b'nei kanim g'dayim. Gemara says, Tanan Hossam. We learned the Gemara in the Dorim like this. If somebody has an issa neder that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from his friend, let's say Reuven has an issa neder upon himself that he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. Shimon is not allowed to give Reuven any enjoyment. Whether Shimon made the neder or whether Reuven made the neder, but I call upon him there's a neder that Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. So it says, even though still,